What up, everybody? This is the Little Nugster here. What a week we had. We will, first off, I would like to say the Rated R Superstar is back. Man, I am excited to see him again. We will, we'll talk about that, or I'll end up talking about that before the end of this episode. You know the drill. First things first, we'll start off with NXT. We started off with, I'll just go by what I wrote down here. I didn't really write down a lot of stuff this week. But first, we'll start off with the semifinal match on NXT in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. We got Undisputed Era versus Grizzled Young Veterans. Thought it was a pretty decent match. Unfortunately, what I said in my previous episode did not happen. I was thinking that the finals would be Undisputed Era versus Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. Fortunately, in this match here, the Grizzled Young Veterans got the win. So, we now know that the Grizzled Young Veterans are going to be participating in the finals in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. That'll be kind of interesting to see who they end up facing in the finals. It'll probably be Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne. So, next we are going to be talking about... We had a match between Toni Storm and Io Shirai. I thought that was a pretty decent match. A lot of these matches to me are pretty decent. I like Toni Storm. I think Io Shirai is really great. You can tell that both the NXT universe likes both Toni Storm and Io Shirai. Ever since Io's little change in her little character. I'm stumbling my words here. My mistake. Bianca Belair ended up interfering in the match, which basically resulted in disqualification. I forgot who she ended up going after. My thought is maybe she went after Toni Storm. I don't really remember. Or she went after both. But the result of that match is Bianca Belair interfered, which resulted in a disqualification. Next, we had Balor versus Joaquin Wilde. No idea who the heck that is. But it doesn't really matter because Finn Balor ended up taking the win. I thought that was an okay match. Don't know who Joaquin Wilde is, but it was an okay match. Next, we had Shayna Baszler versus Shotzi Blackheart. And you saw in the previous week in that Battle Royal, you saw that Shotzi Blackheart ended up eliminating Shayna Baszler in that Battle Royal. So why not have a revenge match between the two? And unfortunately, Shayna Baszler took the win. And next, we had the other semifinal match in the Dusty Rhodes Classic. We had Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne versus Imperium. And as before, I stated that I thought the Undisputed Era will face Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle, the Broserweights, in the finals. But unfortunately, the Grizzly Gung Veterans won the other match. But the Broserweights ended up winning this match. So we will see the Broserweights versus the Grizzled Young Vets in the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Classic. Final match I'm going to talk about on NXT is the match between Roderick Strong and Keith Lee for the North American Championship. I thought this match was really good. I like Roderick Strong. I like the whole Undisputed Era. I think they're pretty good. They've been making a name for themselves for quite a long time, and they're showing that they're really the top faction, especially in NXT. In this match, I thought it was really great. Keith Lee is really phenomenal. I'm really surprised at what he can do. He's, for how big he is, he's really, really talented and athletic, and don't understand the moves that this guy can even pull off. But we have a new North American Championship, and that is Keith Lee. So Keith Lee is your new North American Championship. Or champion, I should say. Okay. Next, we are going to be talking about Friday Night SmackDown. First off, I'm going to talk about... we had a six-man tag team match. It was Roman Reigns and the Usos, a.k.a. the Bloodline. I'm calling them that. I don't know if they're calling themselves that, but I'm calling them the Bloodline. They faced King Corbin, Ziggler, and Robert Roode. And it's no surprise there. Roman Reigns and the Usos took the win. I thought it was a pretty decent match. Kind of kicked off the, it was basically, this version of SmackDown was basically the go-home show for the Royal Rumble. I'll also add the Rumble coming up after this. Then we had a little Lacey Evans promo with, I believe it was Michael Cole interviewing Lacey Evans. It was a little touchy. I guess she had something going on with her father or grandfather or somebody in her family. I wish her the best and wish her and her family the best. And it ended up I need to practice my speech here. Sorry about that. Okay, so during this Lacey Evans promo, we ended up seeing Bayley come out from behind and attacking Lacey Evans. You know, once again, this was the go-home show for the Royal Rumble. So Bayley ended up deciding to attack Lacey Evans. Now, we had a tag match between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus Fire and Desire, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. And once again, I didn't write down who, but this match ended up in a no disqualification, or ended up in a disqualification. I don't remember who got disqualified. My guess is Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, Fire and Desire, got disqualified. So next, excuse me for one second, I gotta sneeze. Hold on. Okay. Alright, sorry about that. Alright, so next we had a tag match between Elias and Braun Strowman. And they faced Cesaro and Nakamura. Elias and Braun Strowman got the win. That was an okay match. It was a decent match. And then finally, we had a match between Kofi Kingston and John Morrison. I thought this was a pretty decent match. These two seemed pretty evenly matched between the two. They're very athletic in their own different ways. Some say they're similar. But John Morrison ended up taking the win. All right. So, first off, I didn't write any of this down, but I'm going to talk about Worlds Collide for a bit. I'm just going to go off the matches that I liked and that I remember. The first match I want to talk about was the match between DIY, Tommaso Ciampa, and Johnny Gargano versus Imperium. No, not Imperium. It was DIY, Tommaso Ciampa, and Johnny Gargano versus Mustache Mountain, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bates. This match I really, really liked. And you could see in that match, these four guys respected each other. And you saw that throughout the whole match. You know, these four guys were entertaining. You know, they were kind of being funny with each other, and a whole bunch of great stuff was happening in that match. It was very entertaining. I really liked it. I believe DIY ended up winning that match. And then you saw, DIY ended up winning the match. And like I said, throughout the whole match, you kind of noticed that these four guys had a respect for each other. And you also saw that after the match, when the four guys ended up, you know, hugging each other, giving each other handshakes. And those four guys put on a really great match. The second match I want to talk about was the last match on Worlds Collide, which was Undisputed Era versus Imperium. This match was insane. The only thing that I could talk or say about this match is there were like insane chops by Walter. And like, it was incredible. I mean, Walter's really great. I've never really watched NXT UK. Like, I watched, I think, the first episode of NXT UK when it was on the WWE Network. Maybe like the first two episodes. But I don't know how long Walter has been on the UK roster. But man, he's talented. Everybody in that match was talented. They were really good. Those chops that Walter and Roderick Strong did were insane. It was just like a chop fest, one after another. And I believe one of the guys in Imperium got injured in the match. So it ended up being a 4-on-3 instead of a 4-on-4. But Imperium, I believe, ended up still taking the win. And once again, I thought it was a really great match. All right. After Worlds Collide, we go to the Royal Rumble. I'm going to try to be a little quick with this one. All right. I don't remember the exact order, but I believe the first match, well, first off, first off, I would like to mention that if you listened to my last episode, if you remember me saying that I participated in another podcast show called The Top Rope Report, where this past Sunday, the day of the Royal Rumble, I was joining my father, Nugster, Mr. Trivia, and the 24/7 or Mr. 24/7 DJ in our prediction show that we do every month of a pay-per-view. And if you haven't checked that out yet, you know, feel free to check that out here. Our predictions, you know, my predictions, Nug's predictions, Mr. Trivia's and DJ's, and just little, you'll basically hear about, you know, the cool, the little fun thing that we do every month just to have fun with it. But the first thing we're going to talk about are the two pre-show matches. The first one ended up being Shorty G and Sheamus. It was a pretty quick match. Sheamus ended up winning by pinfall. Next one, we ended up getting Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo. I thought that was a pretty good match. And but unfortunately, Andrade retained his title, so we ended up getting Andrade by pinfall. And then, so once that was over, we kicked off the Royal Rumble pay-per-view with the Falls Count Anywhere match between Roman Reigns and King Corbin. And when they say a Falls Count Anywhere, they mean Falls Count Anywhere. You can go anywhere in the arena or stadium, wherever the pay-per-view is held, and literally falls count anywhere. So if you watch this pay-per-view, you saw them go all around the stadium throughout this match. You know, they, you know, Roman Reigns even put Baron Corbin in a porta potty and tipped it over. And Roman Reigns ended up winning by pinfall on top of the dugout. So when they say a false count anywhere, they mean false count anywhere. Then I believe after that match, we had the women's Rumble match. I think. I don't remember the exact order. But the women's Royal Rumble match. This Rumble match I didn't really like as much. I think it was because of how it was paced. I mean, there really weren't many surprises. You know, you had the surprises that you had were, you know, Molly Holly, or not, well, Mighty Molly, as her, you know, little gimmick with, when she kind of teamed up with Hurricane Helms back in the Attitude Era days. I believe we had, you know, we had some NXT people showing up. You know, we had Xia Li, Mercedes Martinez, Shotzi Blackheart, trying to remember who else showed up from NXT. Oh, Bianca Belair. Duh. She was actually really, really great. I basically would consider her being the MVP of the women's Rumble match. She, Bianca Belair. So as we continue on to the women's Rumble match, I remember there being Shayna Baszler was, I believe, I'm not sure if she was one of the surprises, but she ended up showing up in the match. Also, Kelly Kelly. She showed up in the match as well. And fortunately, the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble ended up being Charlotte Flair. She eliminated Shayna Baszler to become the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble. All right. So next one we're going to talk about is the SmackDown Women's Championship match between Bayley and Lacey Evans. That match was okay. There really wasn't much going on in the match at all. But Bayley ended up retaining her title by pinfall. Okay, Next, we're going to talk about the strap match for the WWE Universal title between The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, and Daniel Bryan. This was an okay match. For, like, in the Top Rope Report podcast, they were saying how, like, to win the match, you could, they were saying something about, tapping the four corners or winning by, pinfall. But they never mentioned anything about tapping the four corner, you know, the four ring posts at all when they were promoting this match. They just talked about the, you know, you can just use the strap in the match. But, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, The Fiend ended up, retaining his championship. So The Fiend is still the Universal Champion. Next, we are going to talk about the Raw Women's Championship match between Becky Lynch and Asuka. This match I thought was pretty good. You know, kind of wondering if Becky Lynch was going to actually defeat Asuka, since we've seen in the past that Asuka has beaten Becky Lynch almost in every match they were in together. But as a result of that, Becky Lynch ended up winning by submission, I believe. Excuse me. And then we get to the men's Royal Rumble match. I thought this Rumble match was really great. It was well done. Of course, we saw a great performance by Lesnar, with him coming out at number one and basically tying the record of the most eliminations in a Royal Rumble match. I believe he tied Braun Strowman at number 13, eliminating 13 people in one particular match. And most of those were, I think pretty much all of those were in a row. And I consider Lesnar the MVP of the men's Rumble match. And ironically, MVP Montel Vontavious Porter ended up showing up in this Rumble match, which I was actually surprised about. I didn't hear anything about him coming back into the Rumble at all. But I thought it was a really great Rumble match. Every time somebody was facing against Lesnar in the match, you always had a feeling like, is he going to be the one to get rid of Lesnar in this match? And then as soon as Brock ended up taking the advantage, you were like, nope, he does not have a shot. Until Drew McIntyre came out. I think before McIntyre came out, Ricochet ended up coming out before Drew. And at a certain point, there was, there was a confrontation or a stare down between Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar. And you saw Ricochet kind of take revenge in what Lesnar did to him on Monday of last week and basically kick him in the nuts. So Ricochet kicked Lesnar in the nuts, which made Drew McIntyre do a Claymore kick to Brock Lesnar, which eliminated Brock Lesnar from the Royal Rumble match. That was great. I really like that. And you saw the expression on Paul Heyman's face, and also you heard the crowd go crazy when Drew McIntyre eliminated Brock Lesnar. Now, when that happened, I was like, there's your winner right there. Drew McIntyre is going to win this match. That was my thought as soon, like a little after that happened. I was like, he's definitely winning this match. And then number 21 came out, and it was the one and only Rated R Superstar Edge. The place at Minute Maid Park blew the hell up when Edge came out. I heard there were rumors that he was going to be returning at the Royal Rumble, but I also saw that he was shutting down the rumors, or shooting down the rumors, saying that he's not coming back. I'm not coming back, you know, stuff like that. And he kept doing that and kept doing it. And I believe we all believed him saying that, you know, he, you know, don't listen to anything you hear out there. You know, don't listen to any of the rumors. It's not true. But he surprised us at the Royal Rumble coming out at number 21. And he lasted pretty much throughout the whole, to the rest of the match. You know, the final four ended up being Edge, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, and Drew McIntyre. And one by one, they all eliminated each other. Edge was the first one to eliminate Randy Orton. And then I believe Reigns ended up eliminating Edge. And then sometime after that, you saw Drew McIntyre eliminate Roman Reigns. And there you go. Drew McIntyre is your winner of the 2020 Royal Rumble match. And what a great Rumble match that was. I liked it. I thought it was really great. Once Lesnar got eliminated, it was like the weight got off a whole bunch of people's shoulders. Because it was like, are we really going to see Lesnar win this match? Which a part of me was thinking that maybe Lesnar will go through 29 other people and win this match. But unfortunately, he got eliminated by the Scottish psychopath, Drew McIntyre. Alrighty. Well, we are going to be talking about Monday Night Raw. I'm just going to talk about Raw for a little bit. I didn't really write any of it down because I kind of forgot. So I'm just going to kind of go off memory here. And go kind of just basically what I kind of remember. I know that Drew McIntyre, I believe, came out and was basically, you know, talking about how he won the Royal Rumble and saying, you know, that he has to issue a challenge to, you know, pick up a champion of his choosing. And then he ended up saying that he challenges Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. So there you go. We finally get this match. Drew McIntyre finally gets his shot. And I've been saying this for a while. He definitely deserves it. He has, ever since he came back into the WWE, I just thought, like, he really needs to be the champion. You know, me, it was a little too early once he returned, but as his time in WWE, you know, during his time, you know, it was getting pretty clear that now is the time for Drew McIntyre to get into the title picture. And then Charlotte came out during Raw, And just basically said that, she was going to be challenging somebody, but she doesn't know as of yet. So, we'll find out. We'll find out soon. Will she come out in NXT and issue a challenge for the NXT Championship with Rhea Ripley? Or will she come out on SmackDown and go against Bayley? We won't know until something happens. And basically, the last thing I'm going to talk about is the highlight of Monday Night Raw itself, and that is the return of Edge on Monday Night Raw. It is really great to see him back. He's one of my top five favorite wrestlers. He's really great. You saw the emotion in his eyes, and you can see that he was glad to be back. And we all thought he was never coming back because of his neck injury, and he retired. What was it? 9 years ago, he retired because of neck injury, and you know the same thing happened with Daniel Bryan. You know he retired with a neck injury from a neck injury, and look what happened. You know, 3 years later, he continued. You know, during that, you know, 3 years, he got cleared and came back to wrestle. And, you know, maybe the same thing will happen with Paige. You know, she retired because she got a neck injury. And, you know, so many of these people just get their, you know, things taken away just from an injury. And just recently found out that AJ Styles ended up suffering a separated right shoulder in the Royal Rumble match, I guess, when he got speared by Edge in the Rumble match. I believe that's when he ended up getting the shoulder injury. So hopefully this isn't that serious. And also, the same thing goes with Samoa Joe. He ended up getting injured in that match as well. So, hopefully these two, it's nothing serious, and hopefully they can, come back soon. So yeah, about this Edge thing. We saw a great, promo with Edge talking about how he's back, and he was talking about, you know, during his time away, he was thinking about what if, and he said that he got a second neck injury and worked out like hell and went to the gym and ended up coming back. And I believe he signed a 3-year deal with WWE, but I didn't really read into it. And maybe it's kind of similar to Lesnar's deal, where he'll show up every so often. But we can kind of tell, you know, after what happened. Let me just get to what happened. Randy Orton came out. You know, you saw, you know, Randy Orton came out and kind of was really happy that Edge came back, and you saw the emotion on Edge because Randy was telling him how Edge was the guy Randy looked up to, you know, throughout his career, and was like the guy, you know, the guy that he went to if he had, you know, trouble with stuff. And Edge kind of took that to heart and started getting really emotional about it. And then Randy issued a challenge to see, you know, he was saying what if, and saying what if Rated RKO got back together. And at that point, I was thinking, that would be great to see that. Maybe they could go for the Raw Tag Titles. And then, typical Randy, he gave Edge an RKO out of nowhere without anyone expecting it. And then the crowd went from yes chants to basically screaming their head off in shock and awe and sadness, because we all feel bad for Edge. This is all great storytelling between these two. These two have been one of the greatest to ever be in WWE. And these two are telling a really great story right now. You know, you even saw the emotion on Randy Orton after he gave him an RKO. You know, he was about to, you know, he took a chair and kind of put it in Edge's neck, and you saw Randy go on the top rope, and it looked like he was about to jump off the top rope and land on the chair to kind of, you know, I guess screw up his neck even more. But you saw that he took the chair away, threw the chair out of the ring, and then kind of went out of the ring. And then he came back, grabbed the chair, placed it underneath Edge's head, grabbed another chair, and then he basically slammed the chair against the other chair and near Edge's head. So hopefully Edge is okay. And I'm basically seeing that this will definitely turn into a WrestleMania match. And this is a great idea, in my opinion. I first heard about this match for WrestleMania on Sam Roberts' podcast. He was talking about matches that he would love to see. And he mentioned something about there being a rumor between Edge and Randy Orton having a match at WrestleMania. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, that would be freaking awesome if that happened. You know, these two are one of the greats. And these two know each other very well. They have really great chemistry together. These two can definitely pull off a great match. So we will see what happens next week on Monday Night Raw. Maybe we'll get an update on Edge. Maybe during NXT tonight, Beth Phoenix will give us an update on Edge. By the way, Beth Phoenix did a really great job in the Women's Rumble. And I don't know at one point, I don't know what happened, but at one point, you saw Beth Phoenix, you know, the back of Beth's head was like full of blood. And while I was watching it, I was wondering if she like dyed her hair red, but then it got dark and I was like, oh man, she's bleeding. Like she's really bleeding in the back of her head. And she still hung in there. She still did her best. And so props to her for continuing to do the best that she could do in that Rumble match. But alright, that is the end of that's the end of this episode. It was a little quick one. Of course, you know, 39 minutes of me just rambling on. Yeah, so I thought this was a really great week, a really great Rumble. Make sure you guys tune in next week for my next episode of the Little Nugs Podcast. And as you know, you can look up, you can listen to my podcast on Spotify and also Anchor. And I believe, I need to get the full list here. I believe my podcast is also available on Google Podcasts, probably Stitcher. Maybe next week I'll give you the full list, but I know that Spotify and Anchor have, I know I'm available on Spotify and Anchor. So, if you want to look that up, go into Spotify or Anchor, go in the little search bar, the magnifying glass search bar, and search Lil Nugs Podcast. That's L-I-L Nugs with an apostrophe S and then podcast. And then you should be able to find my podcast right then and there. Subscribe to it. Follow it. If you want to send me any voicemails or messages on Anchor, feel free to do so. So that's it. Tune in next week for another episode of Lil Nugs Podcast. Have a good week, guys.